once again here at the 2014 Trade Talks at the National Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm standing here with Val Dolcini, who is the administrator for the USDA Farm Service Agency. And today we talk a lot of, about a lot of different things. But first of all, let's start off talking about the margin protection program that dairy producers across the country are taking advantage of. What does that mean for the dairy industry?
Well, it's great to be with you today, Jamie, here at the NAFB meeting. DMPP, or the Dairy Margin Protection Program, is going to cover the margin between the national price of milk and the cost of feed. And while milk prices are pretty good today, it wasn't more than a few years ago that they were not very good at all. And so DMPP is a good part of the dairy safety net program that we can offer dairy operations all across the country. They can enroll with $100 catastrophic coverage or decide to buy up additional levels of coverage depending on their needs and, you know, the size of the herd that they're milking. It's really an important part of the dairy safety net that we offer, and signups will go until December 5 on that program. Now, there are lots of great web-based tools that folks can use to learn a little bit more about the dairy program. They can find those at our website, fsa.usda.gov. They can also find a lot of other information about the dairy program and other programs on our website as well.
So dairy producers need to get on ball and get signed up for that. The deadline is just around the corner. Staying on the livestock side, let's talk about some of the new livestock protection programs that you have for producers across the country.
Livestock Forage Program, or LFP, was the first big farm bill program that we rolled out. The president signed the bill on the 7th of February, and by mid-April, we were making payments to assist cattle operations affected by blizzards, drought, wildfire, and other natural disasters. LFP, since then, has assisted hundreds of thousands of livestock operations around the nation, and we're still going strong in much of the Southwest. States like Texas and Oklahoma have appointments into the new year. So LFP will continue to be an important part of the assistance that we provide to livestock operations. As you know, many operations thin their herds down to just the gene pool, and so we're helping build back up lots of those herds there, and LFP is going to be a good way to do that.
Well, as a beef producer who has taken advantage of this program, it's a great opportunity to increase the national herd numbers because we're at an all-time low. What are the parameters for the program? Is there a cutoff time, and is there a max amount producers can benefit from?
Well, the LFP program will assist for several years, beginning with parts of 2011, 12, 13, and 14. So there's a great opportunity for livestock operations who've been impacted by natural disasters to get with their county offices and determine what level of assistance they can get. Beginning on the 1st of October, LFP payments were subject to sequestration, and so we really wanted folks to get in prior to the 1st of October and make sure they had appointments. For those that haven't, you know, I would still encourage them to reach out to their county offices. Program sign-up goes until the 30th of January 2015, and we really want to make sure that we're reaching as many livestock operations in the U.S. as we can.
We'll definitely encourage our listeners to contact their county offices and see what benefits they can receive from this. County committee elections are right around the corner. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I think the Farm Service Agency is unique among federal agencies in that we rely upon these citizen-elected committees to help us administer our programs in the field. And in our case, we've got about 7,000-plus farmer-elected county committee men and women who serve our 2,200 offices around the nation. And they provide an invaluable service to help us implement the Farm Bill, to work on local program issues, to hear appeals. That process started on the 3rd of November with ballots being sent out to farmers around the nation, and they have until the 1st of December to vote on county committee members in their areas and then return that ballot to the county office. We'll count up the ballots at that point, and new members will be seated in early January of 2015. But the county committees are a great way for us to really stay connected to the grassroots of American agriculture, and I encourage folks to participate in that process.
Well, thank you for sharing a little bit more about what FSA is doing for producers across the country. I'm talking about margin protection and programs that livestock producers can take advantage of who have been hit by natural disasters the last couple of years. Here at Trade Talk, I'm Jamie Johansson.